الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل دين خلقا وخلق الإسلام الحياء، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we mentioned on the previous occasion, we have entered into that period of the Islamic calendar which is referred to as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj, the fifth fundamental pillar of Islam. They are asbaq, they are lessons, they are haqaiq, they are realities, that whilst it is not possible or even conceivable that everyone every year will go for Hajj, but as an ummah globally, the requirement is for us to revisit these realities, to reacquaint ourselves, to refresh our deen, our iman, our Islam. One very, very important aspect of Hajj is that through Hajj, the culmination, completion, perfection of deen occurred. Once a Jew came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said that in your Quran that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in your Quran, in your scriptures, there is a verse. If this verse was revealed to the Bani Israel, to Musa alaihi salam, we would have celebrated the day of the revelation of this verse. We would have made it a day of Eid. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was not an ordinary person. Allah blessed him through the nur of iman with that level of intelligence that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lo kana ba'di nabiyun lakana Umar," that if there had to be a nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. So not an ordinary person. So when he hears this, he says, "You are talking of one Eid." Immediately understood which verse this person is referring to. He says, "You are talking of one Eid. This verse is two Eids for us. This verse was revealed on a Friday, which is the day of Eid. And this verse was revealed on the day of Arafah, which is another Eid. After Asr Salah, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his camel Adba. And the verse which I recited in the beginning, which this Jew was referring to, that Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Understand the veracity of this revelation. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Every Nabi of Allah from Adam alayhi salam came with deen, came with shariat. Whether it was in the form of suhuf, pages that were revealed, whether it was in the form of kutub, asmani kitabs, like the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, or whether it was in the form of scrolls, whatever revelation, a legacy of, according to one riwayat, 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. According to another riwayat, 200,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Thousands of years passed, Nabi upon Nabi, Shariat upon Shariat, revelation upon revelation, dastan, legacy of qurbani, of sacrifice. Humanity was passing through a mill, through a development. And after thousands and thousands of years, and thousands of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, finally, upon the pride of humanity, that too after 23 years, 8,156 days of tireless qurbani and sacrifice, revelation upon revelation, verse upon verse, finally, we reach this culmination and point where Allah says, Al-Yawm, today. Today, finally, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Today only, this deen is complete. Today only, my ni'mat and my bounty is complete upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I have preferred, and I have become happy, and I have chosen for you deen Islam. And what is deen Islam? جَمِيعُ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ is the 24-hour practical way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. What did he say? تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْمَحَجَّةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. What a beautiful analogy Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives. He says, O my ummah, I have left you. I'm leaving behind mahajjatun bayda, a clear, crystal clear, hujjat, proof, way of life. Naturally, look at this analogy, the beautiful example Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives. When it is daylight, you can see things are clear, they are discernible. But what happens when it becomes dark? There's confusion. There's ambiguity. You can't see clearly. You may not be able to discern. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, this Quran, this Sharia, this deen, this way of life that Allah has completed and I'm leaving behind for you. There is no night time. Layluha kanahariha. The night is also like the day. Absolutely clear. What does this mean, my respected brothers? A seal is being placed. A seal is being placed. A door is being closed. And an announcement is being made to the Dajjaloon and the Kazzaboon and the enemies of Islam, whether they be in the guise of Kuffar or whether they be in the guise of Muslims. A challenge is being laid down. It is being made clear that any form of interpolation, any form of adulteration, any form of interference in this deen which my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with and practically showed will never ever be tolerated. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah says, choose any other way. Choose any other way besides Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Put whatever title you want upon it. Justify it in any way you want. But you move away. You move away from Mahajjatul Bayda. You move away from Deen-e-Kamil. You move away from that deen which we completed in the Hajj of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will never be accepted. One hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother is the narrator. What did she say? Allahu Akbar. Ulama say this hadith is half of deen. Some ulama say it is one third of deen. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Introduce anything in this Islam. Try to change anything in this deen. Justify anything in this deen. Try to adulterate and interpolate this deen in any way with something that is not in it. Is not in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is not in Quran. Is not in Hadith. فهو رد. It will be rejected. It will never be accepted. The tragedy and the travesty that is facing us today, my respected brothers, is that we are living in an era of such treachery and such deception that one is haram taking place, one is Allah's command being broken, that is on one side. But the greater trial and the greater test and the greater tribulation that is facing us today is that there is a vibrant and a very real attempt to change the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That which is haram, to make it halal. That which my Nabi did not bring, to give it the color of sunnah, to give it the color of shariat, to give it the color of deen. And wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, that is a greater guna and a greater sin than the haram itself. To regard what is haram as halal. Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. What suits you, what appeals to your nafs of the Quran and Hadith, you will believe and follow it. وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ, and what doesn't suit you, you will reject it. Or you will change it, or you will interpolate it. One of our elders, Maulana Yunus Poona Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, passed away. Allah give him, make his maghfirat. He gives a humorous example to explain this, what is going on today, unfortunately. He says there was one person, his kurta was very long. Sorry, his pants was very long. So he needed it made a little bit short. So he told his wife, so he told his mother, that, you know what, make my pants a little bit short. Mother was not having a good day, so she got upset. All your life I served you, now you're married, still troubling me, go ask your wife to do it for you. Then he goes and asks his sister, she reacts same like the mother. Goes to the wife also is not having a good day, go ask your mother to do it, everything you want me to do. Nevertheless, having been rejected, dejected, tired, takes off his pants, puts his lungi on, he goes to make qailullah. Pants is hanging. Little while later, the mother's conscience pricks her. She passes, she sees the pants. She takes it down, she makes it 1 or 2 inches short, hangs it back. Then the sister is passing, her conscience pricks her. So she takes it down, cuts off a few more inches, hangs it back. Then the wife's conscience pricks her. She walks past, she sees it, she takes it down and cuts off a few more inches. So this poor chap, when he wakes up, instead of long pants, now he's got short pants. In other words, what was the original has been adulterated and changed to that extent that there is no recognition now from what it was supposed to be. Exactly like that, Allah is saying, will you believe in the portion of the book? What suits you of deen and Islam you follow? The rest you will reject? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَى أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, when the ummah will do this, what will happen? خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah says, we will humiliate you in this world. We will humiliate you when you will make a game out of Shariat and Deen. When what you choose to follow, you'll follow. What you want to reject, you'll reject, or you'll change, or you'll interpolate. Allah says, we will humiliate you in this world. And still, if you will not make tawbah, if you will not stop, then in the akhirat, Allah protect us. Allah says, يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. You will have to face a terrible punishment in the hereafter. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is not ghafil of that which you are doing. One particular aspect, my respected brothers, understand the culture of Islam, the mizaj of Islam, the temperament of Islam, the mizaj of Sunnah, is two things ulama ikram explain. One is they say haya, and the other is sadgi. Modesty and simplicity. Modesty and simplicity. And the culture of batil, and the culture of kufr, and that culture which will Allah protect us, will take us to Jahannam in the light of hadith, is what is the opposite of this. Shamelessness. Shamelessness and extravagance. Whether it is in our nikahs, whether it is in our homes, whether it is in our dressing, whether it is in our public functions. If these two things are there, haya, modesty, and simplicity, sadgi, no wastefulness, then it is Islam, then it is deen, then it is sharia, then it is sunnah. And my respected brothers, nikahs, our businesses, our homes, our dressing, our style of life, if these two things have entered, shamelessness, shamelessness, immodesty, immorality, and extravagance, then put whatever title you want upon it. Put whatever title you want upon it. By the qasam of my Allah, it is not deen, it is not shariat. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mentioned in the beginning. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li kulli deenin khuluqa. Every deen has a moral code. Every religion has a moral code, has an akhlaq, has a conduct, has a beautiful symbol. Wa khuluqul islami al haya. The beautiful symbol, the akhlaq, the morality, the conduct of Islam is haya and shame and modesty. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-haya'u khayrun kulluhu. Every khayr, every goodness is found in haya and shame. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna al-haya'a wal-ayya huma yuqarribani min al-jannah wa yubaidani min al-nar. He said, if you have haya, shame in you, and you control, you are circumspect in your speech. If you have these two qualities in you, they will take you to Jannah and will distance you from Jahannam. وَالْفَخْشُ وَالْبَذَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ هُمَا يُقَرِّبَانِ مِنَ النَّارِ يُقَرِّبَانِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَيُبَاعِدَانِ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. And he said, if in your speech, you speak vulgar, you swear, your language is not good, and you are shameless and immodest, Rasulullah ﷺ said, this will take you closer to Jahannam, and this will distance you from Jannah. One Sahabi Abdul Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Inna fika khuluqain. He said, in you are two qualities. Yuhibbuhum Allah. Allah loves these two qualities. Allah loves these two qualities. The Sahabi said, what are they, O Nabi of Allah? What will make you beloved to Allah? What does Allah love to see in you? He said, Al-Hilmu wal-Haya. Al-Hilmu wal-Haya. Tolerance and modesty. Tolerance and modesty. A Muslim is not shameless. A Muslim is not immodest. A person of Iman is not immodest. What an ajeeb question the Sahabi asked. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Qadiman aw hadithan. Did I acquire these qualities or did Allah place it in my character? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Qabal Qadiman. Allah placed it in your character. Allah gifted you with these two qualities. What is the reaction of Abdul Qais, Ashaj Abdul Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He says, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi jabalani ala khuluqain, yuhibbuhum Allah. All praise is due to Allah who entrenched in my character two qualities which Allah loves. Tolerance and haya and shame. Once my Nabi is sitting, Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator. She says, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala entered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying. He had the cloth of Aisha covering his body. He lay down. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with his matter. Umar entered. He dealt with his matter. Another sahabi entered. He dealt with his matter. Then Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered. Before he could enter, he sought permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quickly got up, covered himself. Said to Aisha, Ijma'i alayki thiyabak. Aisha, make sure you are covered properly. Then only Uthman was given permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attended to his matter and he went away. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, today I saw something strange. Abu Bakr, Umar, others radiallahu anhu came. You lay down, you were relaxed, you did not react like that. Why did you react like that to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Allahu Akbar. What does Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ama astahyi mimman tastahyi minhul malaika. Should I not show embarrassment, modesty and shame for that person for whom the malaika show shame? Should I not show immodesty for that personality for whom the malaika show shame? Walladhi nafsi biyadihi innal malaikata latastahyi min Uthman kama tastahyi min Allahi wa rasulihi. Aisha, like you are embarrassed and shameful before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the oath of that being in whose hands lies my life. The malaika are shameful before Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. الإيمان والحياء قرناء جميعا إذا رفع أحدهما رفع الآخر. My Nabi said, Iman, حياء and shame, modesty are two inseparable entities. إذا رفع أحدهما رفع الآخر. If there is no Iman, if there is no حياء, if there is no shame, Allah forgive us, there is no Iman. Allah protect us, there is no Iman. My respected brothers, whether it's a 40 inch or 50 inch or 30 inch plasma screen, whether it's 1 million pixels or 10 million pixels, that instrument of zina has destroyed the haya of the homes of the ummah. That shaitan box, that instrument of zina, shamelessness, has destroyed the very essence of the iman of the ummah. Look at our nikahs. Look at our businesses. Look at our young girls today. Look at our youth today, our young boys. Where is haya? Haya has become an unknown entity, hidden away in some cave. And what is worse is there is a drive by the so-called enlightened thinkers, by the so-called contemporary scholars, there is a drive today to make this intermingling. Intermingling between males and females, this intermixing, this laughing and joking, whether it's on the public airwaves, or whether it is in some melee that is taking place, or whether it is our public functions, these are being given the garb and the title halal, Islam. In the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is one incident mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, all the major books of Ahadith. Ulama ikram explain the reason the fuqaha and the muhaddiseen have profusely mentioned this incident is there is a sunnah, there is a principle that is explained in this incident till Qiyamah. Incident is very brief. Like I said, it is mentioned in most of the books of hadith. There was a question put by a female sahabi to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason this incident is mentioned, ulama explained, is not because of the question and answer. It's because of what transpired during this. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, he says, "Kana al-fadl radifa an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Fadl bin Abbas was sharing the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the Hajjatul Wada. This was the morning of Muzdalifah, the 10th of Zulhijjah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is proceeding towards Mina for pelting. Fazl bin Abbas is sharing his camel, sitting behind him. All of a sudden, Jaat imratum min Khatham. Shabatun Jamila, a beautiful young woman from the Khatham tribe, approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had a question. Like I said, very briefly, what was the question? That, "Ya Rasulullah, my father is elderly, he is infirm, he is disabled, he is not able to make Hajj, can I make Hajj on his behalf?" This was her question. As she approached, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, who's narrating the hadith, he says, "Kana al-fadl tanzuru ilayha wa hiya tanzuru ilayhi." Fadl, naturally, somebody is walking towards the camel, he's sharing the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's attention is called, so Fadl automatically looked in that direction also. He looked at her. He was a young, handsome young man. Beautiful young woman, she looked at him. Obviously, she's looking towards Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking towards him also in that conversation. Allahu Akbar, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand this, my respected brothers, last time on the same topic of Hajj, Sahaba, there was a microscopic gaze on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of them knew in their hearts this was the last Hajj. Whether we'll get an opportunity to see the manasik and the rites of Hajj performed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again, we don't know. So microscopic gaze of hundreds and thousands of eyes upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone is looking at him, so that they cannot miss out a single practice. They would implement it in their lives. In front of this, in such a scene, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam places his hand on the chin of Fadl, diverts his gaze away from that young girl, practically turns his face away. Once he had dealt with the matter, Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the uncle, so he could take certain licenses or leniencies as others wouldn't take. So he complained. What was his complaint? He said, لَوَيْتَ عُنُقَ إِبْنِ عَمِّكَ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, in front of such a huge crowd, everyone was looking. And you turned, averted the face or the chin of your cousin in front of everyone. What will they think? Allahu Akbar, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like I said, my respected brothers, before we mention the hadith, there is a principle being explained. Till Qiyamah this will apply. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he was a young man, she was a young woman. Fama amana shaytan alayhima. Fama amana shaytan alayhima. He said, I was afraid that shaytan would get a chance. I was concerned that shaytan would get a chance. Analyze this situation, my respected brothers. Who is Fazl? Fazl bin Abbas is Ahle Bayt Ali Rasul. From the Ahle Bayt, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From that family that gave us deen. Friday we are encouraged to read durood salawat. What is our salawat? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Oh Allah, send salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the al, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a family. To love them, to revere them, to honor them is part of iman. Fazl is Ahle Bayt Ali Rasul. Where is the nafs situated? The nafs is situated in the chest. Where is the chest of Fazl? The chest of Fazl is touching the back of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the hand on the approaching, who is asking the question? A sahabiya. Kullan wa'ada Allahu al-husna. Quran tells us. Allah says, Jannat, I have taken an oath. That young woman is a Jannati. Fazl is a Jannati. All the ghost Qutb Abdal. If all of us become Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, collectively, wallah by the qasam of my Allah, it is a waqidah and our iman, all of us put together will not equal the rank of the dust on the shoe of that young girl. Why? Because she was a sahabi. Sahabi one side. Sahabi on the other side. Not just sahabi, Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul. Chest is touching the back of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the possibility of shaitan coming? What chance could shaitan possibly have in that situation? But the sabak is for you and I. The lesson is for you and I. That if my ummah will open this door. If my ummah will open this door to intermingling. If my ummah will try to make this halal. Bukhari Sharif Hadith. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Imam makes a mistake in salah. The males that are following, what are they supposed to say? Subhanallah. Those days the women would come to the masjid in the back. If she realizes the imam made a mistake, even in that instance, what is the hukum of shariat? Do not say subhanallah. A female is told, don't say subhanallah also. Because even in that there is possibility of fitna. Make tasfeek, make a clapping sound. But even in salah, in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a mistake is to occur, and the imam is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then to make tasfeek, do not say subhanallah. On what basis today have we made this intermingling halal? On what basis have we claimed, can we possibly claim? When Tirmizi Sharif hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La an yut'ana fi rasi ahadikum mi mikhyatin min hadid, خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنْ أَنْ يَمُسَّ إِمْرَاتٍ لَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ. He said, it is better that a nail be taken and hammered into your head than you touching that woman who Allah made haram for you. Run out of time. But one incident comes to mind. There is one contemporary author. His name is Ushfaq Ahmad. In his biography, he writes that once I was in Birmingham, in England. I was sitting in the park, modernist, sitting in the park with his wife. He says, I noticed a Pakistani Jamaat. They were making salah in the park. A few young European girls got interested about what they were doing, so they approached. He says, I told my wife, let's go closer, maybe they'll need interpretation or translation. It turned out that the young imam or the person who was the Amir of the Jamaat knew English. So he relates in his book what transpired. These young girls approached that Imam or that Amir of the Jamaat and they said, what were you people doing? So they said, he responded and said, we were praying. So she said, it is not Sunday today, why are you praying? So he says, we pray 5 times every day. She was shocked. So he gave a brief explanation that Allah who feeds us, sustains us, creates us, created us, showers His bounty upon us 24 hours of every day. What is the harm if 5 times a day we show our thanks? Questions like that were asked. He gave similar answers. Answer explained a little bit about Islam. The crux or the point of the matter, at the end of this discussion, those girls were very happy. And as is the culture, she stretched her hand out, that shake hand, goodbye, thank you very much. What is the reaction of this youngster? My Nabi said, to touch that which Allah made haram for you, it is better a nail be taken and be hammered into your head. He looked at this girl and he said, that I cannot touch your hand, I cannot shake hands with you. I am not being disrespectful to you, but this touch of mine is an amanat and trust which my Allah has reserved only for my wife. When he said this, Ushfaq Ahmad says, this young girls burst into tears. And they said, if only God would give us partners like what your wife has. He comments on this, that da'wat and invitation toward Islam has taken place today, which writing volumes would not have achieved. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu shares the first night with his wife the moment he comes into public. The friends gather naturally. How was it? What happened? Allahu Akbar. Write this down in rhymes of gold. What did he say? Innama ja'alallahu as-sutura wal-abwaba wal-khudur lituwariya ma fiha. Allah has created doors, Allah has created curtains, Allah has created partitioning, Allah has created a cover to conceal what goes on inside the house. And then he said, I heard my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the one who will reveal what's going on, because today what is it? Hey bhai, introduce me to your wife. If he doesn't introduce his friend to his wife, the friend feels insulted. Then we say, bhai, this is not Islam. What he says, my heart is clean. My heart is clean. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fazal on the one side, Sahabi on the other side, فَمَا آمَنَ الشَّيْطَانَ عَلَيْهِمَا. I feared that shaitan would come in between. And your heart is clean. You 14th century of Muslim of the 14th century of Islam can laugh and joke with females and your heart is clean. And you try to give this an Islamic ethos. Allahu Akbar. What does Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu say? He says, I heard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, and Khan Kholka Sunnah, we've run out of time. He said, Al-Mutahaddith an Dhalik, Kal-Himarain yatasafadani fit tariq. That person who will reveal the intricacies, the private details of his home, just talk about it. Forget, introduce his wife. Just talk about it to those who are outside. My Nabi said his example is like two donkeys that are mating in public. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. It is not the culture of Islam. The culture of Islam is haya. It is shame. It is modesty. It is to cover up. For Allah's sake, if no other lesson we take from these incidents, take that shaitan box out of our homes. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidu alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.